Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesarino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 13th, 2020, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back today, halfway through October, to talk about all of the top stories here today. We've got a great panel with our News AF team here with us to talk. A man who I got to play some Among Us with the other night as we got to have my children involved in a family affair. Mr. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Among Us was really fun, wasn't it?
It was. And yeah, and, my kids are very into it.
Have they played it before?
Yes. My son has, he's watched a lot of people play it, but he's never gotten to play it himself.
Oh, he loved it. It was so much fun. And it was fun having him too. He knew what he was doing.
Do you remember when I was the imposter and I killed Tyson the other day?
Yeah. Did you tell him that hurt my feelings?
I did not.
No, it was great. It was great. And everybody that tuned in loved it as well. Mm-hmm. So it worked out all around. If I sound a little funny, like my mouth is numb from being at the dentist for a couple hours, then that's exactly 100% accurate.
Yes. Okay. How are you doing?
I'm okay. But this right side of my face is numb. But look at my teeth.
Oh,
beautiful.
Looks good.
Great gams.
Thank you.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Gams. The gams are legs.
Gams?
Yeah, I think that's our legs. Yeah.
Haunches.
But you've got good
flanks,
gams too.
Choppers.
Yeah. And
chompers.
Chompers.
Yes. Mm. Those are great.
There we go.
Yeah.
Great chompers. So, yeah. So things are going great and got some real big stuff in the works coming up this weekend. So
yes.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
Yes. Really big.
Okay.
Dude, don't oversell it. Really big.
Medium big.
There you go.
Okay.
But it's something I'm excited about.
Whoa. All right. And a man who's hatless for one of the few times in the history of News AF. Here is Danny
really
Bryson.
A bizarre look.
I wear a hat in the morning because I don't want to
Danny is coming from his day job.
That's right. Guys, I got bit in the face by a spider.
Whoa. What? Was it a brown recluse or a hobo like what I had that one time?
So it's not as bad. It's kind of healing. You can see the... Right here. It's been like...
Oh, were you sleeping?
I think I put on a coat. But then it led to... Now I have another infection. Remember how I got over that disease?
Yes, yes.
Like that weird,
the
gross one.
Yeah.
The mouth sores. Well, that's back?
No, but so at the end of the mouth sores is like a final FU from my body. I got something called impetigo. It's like an...
Oh, where your penis doesn't work?
No, I've been taking... This guy emailed me with a great solution for that. And so I've been taking that. No, it's like these tiny little bumps, and now they're back because of the spider bite.
So, on the outside or on the inside of your throat?
On the outside. You can see they look like razor burn.
And it's impotence, you said?
Impetigo.
Impetigo, I think, is what it's called. I don't really pay attention to what diseases I have. I just say, what do you want me to take?
Mm-hmm.
And then they give me these pills, which I didn't take. I was supposed to take one an hour ago.
Blue?
Red.
Hmm.
Okay, I got to take that pill.
It's like the Matrix.
Okay.
I got to remember. It's an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm lucky to be here, thanks to modern medicine.
You're falling apart.
Yeah, dude. But not through any fault of my own. It's not the Mountain Dew that's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like spider bites and then whatever the hell that thing was.
But you don't think that the way your body reacts to spider bites is directly correlated to how much Mountain Dew you ingest?
Well, I thought that by ingesting this much Mountain Dew, I was slowly embalming myself, and that if I timed it perfectly, when I died, I wouldn't even rot. So that's kind of what I was counting on. That was my schedule. But it's not having an effect with the spider bites.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking up this impetigo. This does not sound fun, Danny.
I don't even want to Google it.
Look, dude, Liz does all the research online and then shows me pictures. I'm like, that's not what I have.
Google, like, I'm going to go on Facebook and I'm going to get like a bunch of impetigo.
So is
remedies.
This where you eventually can smoke through your neck hole instead of through your mouth?
You're as ignorant about this disease as I am. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank goodness that I have other people taking care of me.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. So
good to be here for now.
Good to have you back here with
us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Danny's last episode of News AF, everybody.
We predicted his death a few weeks ago, and he's already given us, he's given us a lot
down.
Of bonus, a lot of bonus material since then. So every day we have with Danny is a treasure
okay.
from here on out, and a bonus.
Yes.
Both.
Okay. All right.
A treasure bone.
So we are still a few weeks away from the, you know, the holiday season, the Christmas season, but not too early to talk about maybe the newest, hottest trend in holiday decorating in 2020. Have either of you seen the half Christmas tree?
I have now.
Is it the top half or the bottom half?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's good. Top half would probably be better. No, but it's split down the middle.
Oh.
It's like a real King Solomon operation.
And then you can put it up against a wall.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Half Christmas tree.
Yep.
Picks up less room.
Yeah.
Is it cheaper, Danny?
Should be half as much.
Mm-hmm. It should be half the price, but I bet it's not.
Mm-hmm. Probably costs twice as much because it's so new and cool.
People in the chat are saying, have we forgotten Halloween?
I mean, it's being trampled by Christmas.
Yeah. Well, last we talked about the sexy mail-in ballot last week.
I think that the problem is a lot of people don't believe Halloween's going to happen. So there's like just tossing it aside. Like, let's move on to something that still might happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's get excited for Christmas.
Get excited for Christmas. It's the half Christmas tree. I like this. It's half as much decorating, half as much pine needles.
We are a bunch of idiots for not inventing this ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, smart.
You could do a half pumpkin. Not too late. Don't see
You put pumpkins up against the wall like you do Christmas trees.
Christmas trees,
you put them up in a corner. You could do a quarter Christmas tree that fits into a corner perfectly, too.
Even better.
Yeah. And the thing is that you...
I like the corner tree.
Corner tree is a good idea as well, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, it's hard to decorate the back. Nobody sees the back, so it gets a little barren anyways. And if you buy a natural tree... A lot of times you just put the shitty side of the tree towards
that's
the wall
true.
Where nobody can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's like, this is, some people in the chat don't seem to love this, but I think, you know what? I'm going to invest heavily in this. And
putting all your money in the half tree.
Mm-hmm. This is all of my money. I'm taking it out of Tesla and it's all going into the half tree.
I thought it was all in Bitcoin.
It's made by Hammacher Schlemmer. Half Christmas trees.
And they're also the name of in-flight purchases.
Yes.
They're the in-flight catalog. All that stuff
they
is Hemmickler Schlickler.
Like the Sharper Image competitor.
They kind of do all the expensive stuff that you think would be kind of cool for about a day, but would never want to spend money
you
on.
You look through the in-flight purchasing catalog and everything is Hemmickler Schlickler or whatever it is.
Okay. So they're on top of the latest and greatest inventions.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The Einstein of our day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How much for a half Christmas tree, Danny?
How tall is it?
Okay. I'll give you the dimensions. It is 78 inches high, 43 inches wide, and only 22 inches deep.
I don't know. $175, $200?
I would say, man, that's a pretty good guess, Danny. I'm going to have to say that he's... fairly correct, maybe a little bit under, maybe 150.
Now, $249.95.
Oh, over.
It's a Hemmickler Schlemmer, so you're going to overpay for that.
Yeah. Boy. Any other hot inventions from Hemmickler Schlemmer?
Well, yeah, this is... Dude, how many people do you think it took to come up with this?
Did they have a whole team? Like,
they had a whole team, and then they had to research it, and then they had to see if anybody had ever in their real life split a Christmas tree down like that.
Way too dangerous. They could,
you know, because you don't want to have, like, what if I had done this a couple years ago with a real tree and then documented it, and then there I see it on my Instagram. Now, all of a sudden, I'm suing for
part of
it.
And the best part about doing it with a real tree is that you just use the sap to stick it against the wall. No stand needed. So you just cut it right down the middle.
Yeah.
Sap, stick.
Perfect.
You're done.
It smells delicious.
Oh my gosh.
You're a baseball player. You can, you know, rub a little bit on your fingers, throw those drops, those curveballs. Isn't that what they do, Rob?
Oh, pine tar.
Yeah.
Pine tar. Yeah. Isn't pine tar just tree sap?
Not sure. Let's look into that.
I think pine tar and tree sap are the exact
anyone who
same
would know
thing.
Is dead. Mm-hmm. It's like so long ago. Lost knowledge now.
Yeah.
All we know is synthetic pine tar.
I'm looking at some other hot items from Hammacher Schlemmer. How much for the wearable personal air purifier?
That's what I'm talking about. That's a Schlemmer product for sure.
Yeah, that for sure
no
is.
No amount
look at
is
it,
too
through
much.
It, your in-flight magazine, you're like,
you wear it
I've
around
never
your neck.
Shopped.
It's an
consumer shopped on
amulet.
There. Yeah, I like it, but I would never wear it. Hardly.
$75. I don't know the dimensions or the size. What?
Oh, $120.
Yeah, Tyson's closer.
Okay.
How about a DVD playing projection cinema?
DVD?
$150.
$150? You pop
$250.
Your DVD in there, projects it, $250. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe one more. Yeah. I'm looking at the personal care section. How about circulation improving leg wraps?
Oh my gosh. Pamper yourself.
Hammacher Schlemmer exclusive.
Give you the exclusive.
So what does it do?
Leg wraps inflate and deflate to improve circulation, soothes more muscles, and reduce swelling in your legs. They have 6 airbags that wrap around your entire legs and inflate and deflate to help blood vessels expand and contract.
Do they make them in a quadrosaurus size or is it just a regular
size? I could really use this. My veins need some help.
Oh, they sure do improve that circulation.
$300.
$300. No, I said $300.
We said it simultaneously.
$400.
$179.95.
Oh, man.
I'm buying right now two of them.
One last one. Laser therapy inflammation reducer. Let me tell you what it does.
Yes, please.
Low-level laser therapy and infrared light help relieve chronic pain. It produces a 905 nm wavelength that accelerates the recovery of inflamed tissue while enabling the targeted area to repair damaged cells.
Is it like a big old mechanism or is it pretty small?
No, it's pretty small.
Does it come with healing crystals?
No.
Oh, $100.
$100?
I'm going to say $125.
Yeah, you're way off. $999.95.
$1,000?
$1,000.
Did you shoot lasers at my leg?
Yes.
Yeah. Hammacher Schlemmer makes the highest quality goods that you can get.
Yeah.
Buy your loved one something special.
Mm-hmm.
From Hammacher Schlemmer.
You know, you're on the plane.
Our new sponsor on the podcast.
Exactly what they're counting on.
They're counting on. All right.
That's 100% what they're counting on.
We've got some other stories, some animal-related stories to talk about. Of course, we are always on the forefront of animal news. And of course, 2020 has been a tough year for everybody. But there's a new therapy that is proving to have some results for people. And it involves giving a hug to cows. Danny.
I spend quite a bit of time around cows.
Yes.
And
the last thing I want to do after spending all a day driving through their cow turds and their poo flinging through my window is hug one.
And maybe that's why they need hugs from you more than anybody. Danny, did you think of that?
Okay. I'm assuming these cows that are being hugged are super well groomed. You know, and the ones I see are in the wild.
A wild cow?
Well, you know what I mean? They're not on a farm, like a grassy Northern California happy cow. The ones that I have are like hiding in the aspen trees trying to avoid human detection. They don't want to be hugged. So this is a terrible idea if the cows are anything like the ones I see.
Yeah. I'd hug a cow if the cow wanted to be hugged.
How would you get its consent?
I mean, I think when you move in and whether or not it just like smacks you with its head, butts you, or lets you kind of...
You guys remember,
into you.
We read a story about cows and how dangerous they are. They kill more people than sharks. Mm-hmm. So this is not an animal to be toyed with. So you can't just go out if you see a cow in the field and assume you can hug it. These are probably professional cow hugging cows.
That's what I'm saying. I will go to, if somebody's like, hey, Tyson, as one of the as the number one pickleball influencer of all time, we would love you to influence others to hug cows. And here is our number one hugging cow, Sir Hugs-a-Lot.
Yes.
Sir Hugs-a-Lot McMuffin or something like that. And I get to hug him. And that's fine. I will hug a cow that is already been proven huggable.
Yes. Danny.
I know I'm close to cows. I know I'm close to the cows when I'm driving around at work because all of a sudden the amount of flies in the air just goes up. There's just nothing I can't imagine wanting to hug a cow. Just from all of my interactions, I've never seen a cow and thought, my goodness, the urge to hug that cow is so great. I'm going to go over there and wrap my arms around its neck.
Well,
this just never happens.
He's not a touchy-feely guy.
Yeah, Danny doesn't like touchy-feels. I mean, we could be talking about Liz. He'd be saying the same thing. So it's like, do we, you know?
I'm going to let her know you said that.
Yeah. Well, this is from this article, which is quoting the BBC. Cow cuddling is believed to promote positivity.
Wait, cuddling now?
Yeah. Cuddling with
maybe that's British for hugging.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A neck cuddle.
Believed to promote positivity and reduce stress by boosting oxytocin in humans, the hormone released in social bonding, the calming effects of curling up with a pet or emotional support animal, it seems, are accentuated when cuddling with larger mammals. You know who I think might be interested in weighing in on this story?
Who?
I would have to think...
JT?
No, I feel like Pony Lady is going to probably...
Oh, Pony Lady would love that.
Because isn't this the same argument for why the pony needs to fly in first class on the plane?
Yeah, it really is. So you want Pony Lady to show up right now?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I know Danny doesn't like the hugs, but guess what? I bet he wouldn't even have hepatitis if he just hugged a cow now and again.
Oh, that's
so
much worse.
Get those oxytocin levels high up in your brain. Come on, it's a pony.
Yeah.
It's a cow. They're the same animal almost. And that's why we got to fly with more ponies and more cows.
Pony Lady.
It's crazy, but also cool.
Would you say that maybe Danny wouldn't need to take all those antibiotics if he was hugging more livestock?
No more antibiotics, no more antidepressants. Mountain Dew only to enjoy, not for the little buzz it gives him every time. He's probably addicted to it. Danny Bryson, get rid of that impotence and get hugging cows. Yeah.
What if there was a cow that was raised with antibiotics? Would that actually even have more medicinal impact?
Tons of cows are given antibiotics.
Dude, yeah, it would just be like, it would sweat it out and then Danny would absorb it through his pores and then... Dude, perfect.
How long till a cow shows up on a flight? Maybe a flight to nowhere.
Not very long, but it's probably got to be a miniature cow.
Mini cow?
And you know that
a cat.
Pony ladies.
I've always been a proponent of ponies can fly. Cows, not the same class of animal. They're not allowed to fly because ponies and cows are different. Ponies are like a dolphin and cows are more like a shark. You said it yourself, Danny. Cows are killers, but hugging an animal like a pony, and in some instances a cow, will definitely make you your impotence go away, like I've always promised you.
Ponies are kind of like dolphins. That's actually a great
point. That's what I'm saying.
They do.
Yeah.
I think they're the land dolphin.
They're the dolphin of the land?
Mm-hmm.
Or are dolphins the pony of the sea? Or would that be... Seahorses.
Now I'll accept him. They're a land dolphin.
Yeah. Now, Danny, this practice originated in the Netherlands, I believe.
Lonely cow herders.
Koei knuffelen, which is translated to cow hugging. And the practice centers around the inherent healing properties of a good human to animal snuggle. Did you, in your time in the Netherlands, ever encounter this?
Not that I'm aware of, but
did you see others do this?
I don't know if I
feel the need to report them.
Yeah, I mean
because I think
people that come up with this type
of things,
if you're out there in the field all day and you're alone and the cow is the only thing you have to keep company, occasionally you might hug it to feel some kind of touch from something other than just yourself. But I would like to see more science on the subject. Maybe some more.
The more we're talking
data.
About this, the more against this I am actually becoming, because we all know that a back rub in the front room leads to a front rub in the back room. And I don't know if animals are exempt from that, but it's definitely now I feel like it's just certain groups that are pushing this agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And
cow cutlers.
Also, maybe it needs to be stopped. Yeah.
Yes, Danny.
This is a very, Tyson's saying this is a select group of people who can hug a cow and get a release of oxytocin. Yeah. I mean, if I hugged a cow, I guarantee you I'm not going to be oozing oxytocin all over the place.
All right. Well, maybe you're not doing it for long enough, because according to this piece done by the BBC, they're saying that the cow cuddlers start by taking a tour of the farm before resting against one of the cows for 2 to 3 hours.
2 to 3 hours. Oh my God.
Warm body temperature.
How many times could you release in 3 hours, do you think?
My wife would be so jealous if I was touching anything for that long.
Yeah.
She'd be like, dude, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. So not jealous, just concerned.
Concerned. Maybe a little jealous.
The cow's warm body temperature, slow heartbeat, and mammoth size can make hugging them an incredibly soothing experience, and giving the animal a back rub, reclining. Getting licked is all part of the therapeutic encounter.
No, Rob, back rubs and licking?
Listen,
you're rubbing
guys,
the cow's back, but it is giving.
I'm swinging back the other way.
The cow's licking
now.
You in return.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys, remember on Jurassic Park when the doctor guy, whatever his name is, Dr. Grant, lays up on top of the sick triceratops as it's like breathing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm picturing here with a cow, and that feels wonderful to me.
I would hug a triceratops.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Not a cow.
Yeah. Okay. That it's not just in the Netherlands. Farms in Rotterdam, Switzerland, and even the United States are offering cow hugging sessions and promoting the activity's joy-inducing and stress-busting properties.
What's the next story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Done with this cow propaganda.
You can milk the cows is the final step of this process.
Oh, no. I don't think that you can milk the cows, but what if the cows try to milk you?
I'm not sure. Okay. All right. That's cow hugging. We'll see if that's going to catch on. Tyson, is this Broga?
I mean, it sounds like people are doing it.
Got a Broga
was a thing that nobody was really doing. And this is probably like in the gray area there where it is a thing, it seems, but is it going to be a thing that really takes off like the inventor of it is hoping? No.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about another animal story. And this one is far more terrifying and far closer to home, at least certainly for Danny. There was a video that was posted to social media today of a Utah hiker dealing with a terrifying chase of a mountain lion along this Utah hiking trail.
Yeah, just a couple miles away.
A couple days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Danny and I have been up that canyon together multiple times. It was Slate
Super
Canyon,
romantic.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Many Slate times.
Canyon. Okay. So this video is, I don't think we can play it. The audio is just, it's 10 million F-bombs. But Danny, maybe could we show the video and maybe get some sort of a play-by-play?
Okay, so you don't even have to show the video. I think I've seen it enough to understand.
Yes.
To describe it.
Let me put it on just in case any of our YouTube viewers.
While Danny does a play-by-play?
He could.
Is he doing a play-by-play as Mr. Jelly Belly?
I'm just going to give my opinion of what's taking place here. See, he comes across some cubs, right?
Yeah.
There's the cubs.
And
cute.
They are cute.
They are so cute.
So at this point, is he moving away from the cubs?
Yeah.
Still?
So the mom came around the corner. So the cub came after him. Mom came after him. And now he's backing away. You can't see anything, which is always annoying. You know,
do you recommend mountain lion hugging?
But
maybe a cub.
Cubs only.
Yeah.
Cubs
definitely
only
not
without
this mom.
The adults.
So he's backing away.
But she's sneaking through the trees here somewhere at him.
Yeah,
right?
There. She just came out of the trees.
Yeah.
So now she's moving towards him. Now, this is going to go on for 6 minutes. And only at the end does he think to chuck a rock, which, you know what? In this moment, a lot of people wouldn't think to chuck a rock. I would like to believe that I would have the presence of mind.
That's the only thing I would be doing.
What about put the phone down? At what point do you think of that?
Well, this is awesome that he caught
this
video.
Mm-hmm. This is great that he caught it.
This is the best part.
At least somebody would find the video and see, you know, what happened.
So there is a reason they say scaredy cats. Because that mountain lion, as long as you're backing away, it is going to be still kind of aggressive. But if he had just taken charge...
Yeah,
you know?
If he would have picked up a rock and moved forward and moved slowly and stood his ground and made himself look as big as possible.
The lion does not know the F word. Like, that's not going to cause any problems. When it's eating a deer is making shrieking noises too. So it's like probably turned on by the loud F words and shrieking that he hears. But really, one rock, and this proves it at the very end when he does throw it, one rock would have ended the situation, mm-hmm. and the animal would have turned around.
And people are saying he was messing with the cubs. We don't really see if he was messing or if he just came upon them.
He did have time to take out his phone. And as a person who likes to film wildlife, that's actually quite a bit of time to take out your phone, get
your
camera 10 open.
10 seconds.
Yeah. So those cubs were in front of him for a while before he started recording them. But messing with them, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Like how much messing with are you doing with a wild animal like a lion cub?
Right.
Remember, they're hard to see. This is rare. People don't see mountain lions very often.
Hardly at all.
Mm.
So, but I would definitely pick up rocks. You'd want a good size rock in each hand, because even if it lunged at you, you could swing the rock at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not a very big lion either.
Yeah. I'm kind of jealous of this encounter, to be honest.
Oh, this would be gold for Nature with Tyson.
Dude, oh my gosh. Ultimate nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Danny,
but Nature with Tyson.
The lion, when it's leaping at him.
Oh, now, now it's getting angry.
Yeah, it does that thing where it slams down its paws and kind of jumps at him.
Looks cool.
If he had screamed the F word and charged that lion, though, that lion would have turned around and run.
Yes.
It would have, like, short-circuited its whole predatorial instincts.
It would
and
not
it would have been like, whoa.
It would have been like, I'm not the predator here, and run.
Yeah.
Danny, have you had this type of encounter in the wild?
I have seen, in the wild, lots of lions. Yeah, and they are scaredy cats.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a lion see you?
Yeah, one time we were driving on a road, and the light of the car caught something in the bushes just down maybe 10, 15 feet off into a stream. We stopped. We went around the back of the car, and a mountain lion came up out of the little stream area, crossed the road probably 10, 15 feet from us, and went into the bushes. It didn't do that at all. Didn't attack us. Didn't care. Honestly, mountain lions, they don't want to interact with you. That's why people don't see them very often. They're hard to count. They don't know how many there are. So, I mean, obviously show them respect, but at the same time, know that they don't want to deal with you. And if you act aggressive, they'll probably take off.
Okay. All right. Danny, do you have any animal encounters up on Mediocre Amateur?
We see them. We saw a black bear in the Tetons recently. We saw grizzly bears in Denali. We see them quite often, actually. But they don't want anything to do with you. You smell bad, and unless they're starving or sick or they've been eating human food, they probably won't mess with you.
Yeah, you taste bad, too.
I assume. I bet I taste great. Or I'm probably exiting... I'm probably exiting my delicious stage. You know, I probably...
You're definitely not delicious anymore.
No, I'm probably stringy.
All the hepatitis going on and stuff, too. It's like...
Spider bites.
Yeah.
I'm probably gross.
Yeah. All right.
It's, I think so.
Okay. Thanks, Tyson.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a young person who got into a little bit of trouble this week. An 11-year-old decided that on this past Sunday, he was going to hop into a nearby school bus and take it for a little bit of a spin.
That kid has got big dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even imagine looking at a school bus at that age and thinking, I want to drive that.
Yeah.
This is an
ambitious
child.
I wouldn't even know where to start,
right?
Dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And at 11, I knew nothing about pedals. I knew nothing.
Yeah.
About, this is probably like not even an automatic engine. It's probably got some type of shifting mechanism.
At my age now, I'd be intimidated by driving a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I for sure would too. If they were like, hey, you can take this bus for a spin. I was like, but I don't have to, right?
Here's the crazy part of this story. So 11-year-old steals a school bus and then takes it out and led the police on a 45-minute pursuit.
Did he have to keep the speed of the bus at a certain speed?
And he never had to park it, which really is the main reason I'm terrified. If I had to take it into a parking lot or park it, that's when I would start
sweating. How did he come to a stop if he never had to park
it? It looks like he hit several trees.
Yeah. Well, 45-minute pursuit. The police say the kid taunted them and flipped off the officers as they chased him before he eventually crashed into a tree.
Well,
might as well just keep him in prison.
What do you want to say, kid?
Wow, what a badass.
Well, he knows. He's like, dude, I have get out of jail free cards until I'm 18.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to pull one of those out.
Dude.
An 11-year-old. What do you do to an 11-year-old? You ground him?
No, dude. If my 11-year-old did this, I'd be fist bumping him and being like, how do you know how to drive a bus? That is crazy. Can you teach me how to drive a bus?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto.
45 minutes.
Nobody was hurt.
Steered it around.
The kid wasn't hurt. Everybody was okay. But,
except for the cop who got flipped off. That guy's probably
sad.
Yes,
his ego got hurt. It also looks like the police handcuffed him when they got him. I guess that they don't know what...
Wow, to shame him.
Dude, what do? You pull over an 11-year-old. No one there knows what to do. Like, yeah. Do we tase him? What do we do here?
Yeah. It's probably grounded.
I would hope so.
I gotta think. I don't know what you do.
Yeah. I mean, but still, like... in your heart a little bit as a parent. Like, Daniel, let's say your oldest got in a school bus, you drove it around, and you're definitely grounded for stealing and for doing something you're not to. But at the same time, you're like, you got to feel like a little bit of pride. Like, how did my kid know how to drive a school bus? That was pretty dope.
You know what would make this a heartwarming story?
Hmm.
8 years from now, he gets hired to drive school buses when he's down on his luck. And we're like, remember that kid?
Mm-hmm. That went to prison at 11. He was the first one.
No one would hire him
as an adult.
Yeah.
for stealing a school bus.
So there's still hope
as an adult. Yeah.
For this story to turn around and become a real
federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
Went to federal prison for 7 years.
Yeah.
Gets out of jail and gets a job. Well, the people meet him and they're like, "We'd like to hire you to drive school buses." And he's like, "Thank you." And then it's just like a touching story.
He becomes a school bus racing driver, and that becomes a thing. And
that would
like
be a cool thing.
NASCAR.
That's like a thing of the future. That is the school racing bus of racing? The future. That would be awesome. I would love to see that.
As soon as all school is done remotely and we never have
to
go to physical school again,
what are we going
to
do with the buses?
What are we going to do with the buses? Dude.
Mm-hmm. Dude, NASCAR
school
with
bus
school
racing
buses?
League.
So great.
Yeah.
It's so great, right?
And maybe you fill
the bus with
people.
Can you believe I invented that?
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Write it down so you have it on record. Maybe get it notarized.
Don't we have this podcast?
I guess this works.
To submit it, yeah.
Hear ye, all thieves of my idea of school bus racing. I came up with it first on this day, October 13th, 2020.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody was trying to defend this young man, but maybe he just really missed going to school.
Mm. I could see that as being an excuse.
Or even just missed riding the school bus.
Riding the bus.
Yeah.
This has been a very hard time for this young man.
I enjoyed the bus. I love spitting out the window and the driver screaming at you to not stick stuff out the window or throw anything out the window every day.
flipping the bus around halfway home to take you all the way back to school to the principal's office before leaving you there. So then your mom has to come pick you up, but then you don't want your mom to catch you. So you end up leaving the school on foot, walking home only to find out that your siblings who got home on the same school bus before
already
you could
told.
Get home on foot already told on you.
Snitches.
Yeah. That's a hypothetical story that I just came up with.
Happened to a friend.
That happened to a friend of mine.
And before we get to our next news story, we're going to take a quick break and then come back with plenty more news AF.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Actual, factual news. We've got a new marketing slogan to talk about. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese is going with a new slogan to try to, I guess, there was nothing wrong with macaroni and cheese. You would think that people are buying it just as much now as ever. But the family-friendly product is deciding that they are going to make their new slogan or a new ad campaign around send nudes, N-O-O-D-S.
So this is for Noodle Day, which you discussed
October
last 11th, Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh, delicious Noodle Day.
By the way, I went out to go get noodles, had all the intention of getting noodles, but instead got Thai. When I went out to get Thai, and then I ended up getting curry. So
yeah, curry is a better one than
But I wanted, I went out with the intention of getting noodles.
It's all Noodle Day. I mean, you're judged based on the intention of your heart, so you're fine.
Oh, then I'm good.
Yeah.
I would like to know where this was advertised. I feel like this is a broga, kind of a broga story.
Or, I mean, if it was advertised just on like Pornhub and like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
And Showtime After Dark and all those places, then it's fine.
That's what I wonder. Where was it shown? Oh, it says,
they had a website where you can, they had a website called
enjoynudes.com
where you can send a friend a box of mac and cheese. Somebody should be fired over at Kraft. Like, why are we doing
this? I
thought
they should probably get a raise.
Yes. I mean,
look, we're giggling about it.
The good name and we're talking about it. Kraft.
That's true. Can you believe it?
He's rolling over in his grave.
Dude, he's done nothing wrong his entire life, only to finally have this put a little check mark by his otherwise perfect reputation.
Yes. Although I think that actually Robert Kraft, I think it's different crafts that are.
I don't care. I think it's funny to just name him as another sole proprietor of Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Maybe he started his own macaroni and cheese company, and that's what this was for.
Cheesy nudes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying, Danny?
Yeah, holy cheese.
Yeah, I'm looking at these. We want to give fans the opportunity to send and share the cheesiest nudes with their friends and family.
Oh,
if I sent this to my mom... Yeah. Mom, go to
send nudes.
Send nudes. Yeah. Actually, she would click on it. She wouldn't even look at the link.
Or
she would
know. Yeah, so I cheesed all over those nudes.
But this would be risky to say over the phone or try to explain to someone verbally, like, "Hey, you need to go on to enjoy nudes," and then later, like when your friend is going to, you know, he's addicted to porn, and it's all because of this. You know, it could lead to that type of a story. Real
you
sad
think
story.
So?
Yeah. He's like, dude, I love mac and cheese. Yeah, I'll visit it. And then like 3 months later, he's addicted to porn and living on the street, huffing glue.
Because the send nudes link was just enough of a rise.
Well, he didn't know it was N-O-O-D-S.
Yeah.
He didn't spell it that way.
Oh, he started spelling it wrong.
Yeah.
Noodles.
Exactly. And it just led to a spiral.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over at Kraft Mac and Cheese, because they've also been doing another thing where I thought that they're definitely down like the broga rabbit hole of like, hey, we need to go viral because that the last month.
Pulling a KFC on us.
They hired that guy. To advertise pumpkin spice mac and cheese, which is not really a thing. It's like you could win a box of this limited edition, but I think that they're just trying to get.
I hate that crap.
pick up on the news story and
either have the balls to make it a real flavor and actually make it and sell it and market it, or just don't do it.
Yeah. They did have a couple of tweets about...
And that's what you'd say to Robert Kraft?
Yeah, if I could speak to him, I hear that he's actually being preserved in a giant vat of cheese just in case they can, you know, reanimate him in the future.
It's also unclear if they really were going through with this because on their Twitter account, Kraft Mac N... Cheese. They just seemed like they responded to everybody with the same exact tweet. Oh no, we're out of nudes.
That is broga.
Keep following us for more cheesy fun in the future. And sometimes they said, keep following us for more saucy fun in the future.
That's annoying, stupid. They're going to lose so many college age fans.
You think?
I think. Yeah. If you pull stunts like this, if you have nothing behind your stunt, it's just, you know.
So what, they're just eating ramen now without any
leads
mac and
to
cheese?
A dead end?
Or does Top Ramen need to respond with their own saucy
nudes
campaign?
Trying to think how that would go.
There's a few ways you could do it.
Show us your noodle.
No.
I can't. I mean, I don't work. They're probably going to hire this mac and cheese guy who recently worked at KFC and Burger King.
Yeah.
And he just gets passed around the industry. People hire him until they lead him down like this terrible dark PR road.
Yeah.
And then they pass him off to their competitor.
Only to eventually land at Jelly Belly.
Yeah. Do you think that David Klein could pitch the people at Top Ramen on some saucy advertising campaigns?
He might have one last good idea in his back
pocket.
So
here's what we're going to do. We're going to call them pornography noodles, and we're going to sell them just as regular noodles. They're exactly the same. We're just changing the name from Top Ramen to pornography noodles.
Perfect.
How's that?
Yeah, that was good. I mean, you're basically
porn
him.
Noodles.
Porn noodles?
Yeah.
Okay. You think that's better than pornography noodles?
Sure. Porn noodles. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not good. We could do better.
But who's on Top Ramen tonight?
Okay. I mean, that's okay. It's still not as good as the Send Nudes.
Yeah, Send Nudes is actually pretty good.
And the fact they have it all pixelated.
Ooh. Like
you don't know what you're seeing in that bowl.
Yeah, what is under there?
That could be genitalia. You don't know.
Well, I mean, those onions got flagged for being too sexy.
That's right. Noodles are way more phallus-shaped than onions.
They're so much sexier. You're right.
Okay. How about this story? We're talking about food. A study shows, the study commissioned by the people over at Pepperami Chicken Bites.
Wait.
Just anyone could pay for a study these days.
Can you repeat that? Pepperami Chicken Bites? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yes, study that was commissioned by the people over at Pepperami Chicken Bites. What's the problem here, Tyson?
I'm clicking on the Pepperami Chicken Bites
feeling peckish? I'm packed with a cluckload of protein, and I'm here to make sure you've got enough energy to get through the day and then some. After all, if you're not leading the charge, there's no point in being in charge.
A cluckload. There
None
it is.
Of that
yeah,
pepperoni.
I believe
chicken
are these energy chicken bites or they're just spicy?
There's like 300 grams of caffeine. Five bites
in each chicken bite.
It's unclear if they're caffeinated.
Not. Why not? There's caffeine in everything.
Yeah.
It says high in protein. And then it says this weird thing. It says fills a hole.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but all day munching.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. They call this the Pepperami Chicken Bites.
Okay. Tell me about the study that they funded.
They pulled 2,000 people. And 14% of them said they would end a blossoming romance if their flame likes completely different food than they do.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Foodies are like anyone who loves something on the fringe way too much.
Yeah.
It will make or break relationships. Not even, you know, not even their choice. A lot of times you would go eat with a foodie and be like, that was obnoxious. The way they described the meal really and expected me to engage in that conversation. I've got better things to do than spend my time talking about food.
Then pretend like I can even taste it.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and eat some pepperami chicken bites.
That should be the first thing I do any day.
I don't have a refined palate.
What's your opinion on pepperami? Like, no. Would not. Okay. Your second date is on.
If for the first date you took out some pepperami chicken bites, you would watch them closely to see what the reaction is and then decide whether or not to continue dating.
Tyson, would you say that are you and Rachel simpatico in terms of your food palate?
Close enough.
Yeah. How about you, Danny?
This is how it goes. I'll eat wherever you want to go. So will I, she says. Mm-hmm. So then I make some suggestions. She shoots down every single one.
Yes.
And then I point out that is not what she said earlier. That by saying she'll go wherever and then canceling out all my suggestions, maybe she should make some suggestions.
Well, Danny, it sounds like to me that you have like certain food needs that you seem to go out on your own, I feel like, and from a lot of your stories outside of the marriage to go, hey, I just got back from Del Taco. I'm going out to get
hot soup bar.
Guys,
I'm not picky. Okay. I don't have
culinary partner.
I don't have the palate to be picky. To me, it all kind of tastes the same. So I am easy to please as long as it's warm and I haven't had it too recently.
So you only eat warm food?
Yeah. Why would I eat cold food? It's got to be warm.
There are some dishes.
I mean, salad maybe, but even salad can have warm stuff in it. What do I eat that's cold?
Cereal?
Yes. Cereal. Mm-hmm. Yes. There we go. Ah, I just had two bowls of cereal right before we started this podcast.
Two bowls of cereal right before the podcast?
Yeah.
What kind?
I'm embarrassed to say this. I had Rice Krispies and I dumped a ton of sugar on it to make it palatable.
Yes.
And then I had Fruit Loops in the milk that was sugared. So, I'm not doing my body any favors.
Okay.
Look, I would have had if I had
before the podcast, Danny.
Yeah, and if I had pepperami chicken bites in my freezer, I would have consumed those too because they actually sound pretty good.
Yes.
But if I was on a date and I took out Rice Krispies and poured sugar on it, I'm pretty sure like at least 90% of those women would never return my phone calls.
I'm on the pepperami chicken bites website. They've got a frequently asked questions section. One of the questions is, can I eat pepperami products if I'm pregnant? What do you think?
I think they say to consult a doctor.
What does that say about your marketing if people are worried about eating these things while pregnant?
I've never heard of pepperami anything.
Well, that there are certain lunch meats that you're not recommended to eat if you are pregnant. But according to the people over at pepperami, exclamation point. My meat is proper pasteurized, exclamation point, not properly. My meat is proper pasteurized. So you can eat it if you're preggers, comma, but stay away from the pepperami and cheese snack box, pepperami snack packs, and pepperami beef.
Oh my gosh, I am just learning something. I didn't know you couldn't eat certain meats or other things while pregnant. Why? What happened?
Yeah, fish. You're not supposed to eat fish.
Oh, okay.
Fish.tv.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you can eat it if you're preggers. I'm uncomfy with pepperoni chicken bites throwing around the term preggers.
Preggers. Stop trying to be coy or cute or whatever it is. It's like, just tell me straight up. You can eat this if you're pregnant. I can't.
Pepperoni has a lot of things going on for them. They have a .tv where you can see your main meathead, pepperoni. In all his latest adventures.
Yeah.
I like how this started off as a study and now...
I feel like that this is not a U.S. product because that the stores where you can get it are not stores I've ever heard of.
So what is it, Canadian?
I'm wondering if it's maybe this is an Australian product.
Oh, you know what? I don't know why and I can't explain, but that does kind of make sense that this would be an Australian product.
It seems like...
Does that mean to say?
Yeah, this seems like this is something that I could see as a reward on Australian Survivor that the website seems like that this is not a U.S. company. We'd have to go on pepperami.tv. No, UK. UK. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I knew it seemed outside of the U.S. They have their own channel. It's called ChewTube.
Yeah, that's what Tyson was talking about, right? Or did they have their own animated series? Oh,
they have their own animated series, dude. Pepperami.tv. You can see your main meathead, Pepperami, in all his latest adventures. It looks like he goes to Mount Rushmore. Basically, it looks like Gumby episodes, except for they have a walking meat stick instead of
he's not
Gumby.
He's not very appetizing either, the Pepperami.
Neither is Pepperami, as far as I can tell.
Mascot.
Follow the adventures of Mr. Meatstick as he travels the U.S.
Yeah. Let's see. You want to see this guy in action, Danny? Okay, here he is.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, action.
Here he is. He's running. It's like, oh, boy.
Parkour. That's parkour. That's not running. Jumping in over a helicopter? What's his plan?
Action scene.
Do they pay to get this made? I guess you'd have to be fearless to eat it.
Yeah, made pork with 100% meat? Pork.
But won't that make your ankles swell, Rob?
I don't know.
All that pork meat?
I had some good pork jerky the other day.
You'll definitely get chased down by a mountain lion if you're out on the trails eating one of these.
Wipe that all over your body, Tyson, if you want a real intimate experience with a lion.
Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us away to your bolt hole?
I hope so. I couldn't find a story this week.
What?
Yeah.
So you're just going to wing it?
I was trying to wing it. I looked all over and there just wasn't anything that really attracted my attention.
Yes.
And I went to all my usual sites. I kept my eyes and ears open and nothing.
Nothing? All right, then let's just play the song and you'll have to just give us a personal anecdote from your life. That's the price.
Okay.
That's
let's
the price
it.
For no bolt hole story showing
okay,
up unprepared.
Go.
All right. It's like a truth or dare.
By the way, I wasn't unprepared. I spent time looking and looking and looking.
Either that, you have to give us a personal anecdote or talk about Big Brother. Okay, let's see what Danny chooses when we come back from the bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
So good.
Actually, I do have something to complain about.
Yeah, what is it? Ooh. What is it, Danny?
Just is it Big Brother?
Apple.
Yeah, what about it? This
they're out
USB-C
today convincing people to buy overpriced goods that are only slightly better or not better at all than products that have been out for 2 or 3 years and utilize technology that aren't even useful to most people in most places.
Yeah.
And not because their 5G tower has been burned down by some conspiracy theorist, but because it's just not set up. So you're going to pay a lot for something you can't even use if you live in certain areas in the U.S.
Now, Tyson, I saw you say that you were going to need cargo shorts for all the iPhones that you were buying.
Yeah, they have like 13 different models this year, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're trying to find and hit every single tier of pricing tier to just suck everyone into their ecosystem. And it's just like, come on, someone else out there, please be as cool as iPhone. Because I'm honestly going to buy one, but that's just because I want to be seen as cool. Whenever Tyson is texting us in the group, I'm like, come on, dude, just get an iPhone.
But I think Android has their own group style texting now.
Yeah, but I don't want to join your group. I'm already in a group.
I didn't know you were caving to the peer pressure so easily.
Yeah, no, he's pro Apple. He's been pro Apple for a long time.
For a very long time.
All right. So, let's talk about the new phone. What are we doing here? I haven't seen anything about it except for that they're screwing up the charger here. So, it's thinner.
Comes in three sizes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with 5G.
Yeah.
Comes
with how much it costs.
Yeah, so one is, let's see, I've got the pricing here.
Thinner and smaller and lighter. I thought we want bigger
phones. That's
the
mini. Yeah. There's the mini.
$829.
And then there's the regular. $729. And then there's the XL.
$999. $1,099.
Laser
right
pain
there.
Remover for that. Can they give that feature on the iPhone?
In the phone, the phone's going to give you stress. Mm-hmm. Whereas that laser remover, dude, every night you'll turn that on and shoot lasers into your body.
Can
forever.
I take it in the shower with me?
Maybe.
No, I don't think so.
The phone or the lasers?
The phone.
I'd like to text have some in the kind shower. Of water. Resistance. Why? Do you think people do text in the shower?
No, but you know what? I like to listen to podcasts in the shower, and then I feel like if it's not loud enough next to the shower, and then like I'd like to have it like closer where then, but I'm afraid it's going to get wet.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's weird. You do listen to podcasts in the shower? Yeah. That's like Tyson licking his phone.
Why?
I don't know. That just seems weird.
It's wrong.
It's just like a weird use of the phone.
Danny, I don't want to be alone with
it's
my
own
thoughts.
It's not as bad. Why not? That's the best. Those are the only thoughts that matter.
No.
His noodle thoughts? No, bro.
Yeah. So I have to like have like a series of like I end up taking my iPhone and I point it at like the corner of the room to like bounce off the walls acoustically. And I use
like
sort
a Christmas
of like
tree.
The walls.
Well, why don't you just have a waterproof Bluetooth speaker?
Yeah, why not?
In your bathroom.
Okay, well, let's go back to how much Apple annoys us. Tyson, I'm sure you've got several gripes.
Oh, I don't care. I just think you're all sheeple. Wake up, sheeple. They're just...
but what are our other options? If it's not Apple, what is it? Android.
It's only Android.
And then when you look at an Android phone, here's another problem. You get slapped with option paralysis because now you have all of these phones.
Unlimited options.
From. It's too many phones to choose from. And I don't want to have to go through the specs. So that's the nice thing about Apple is it wraps it all up into a handful of packages that I can.
So this is what you do, Danny. What is the most important thing to you on your smartphone?
Camera. It's not even a phone. I'm buying a camera that can take calls.
Then Google or search Bing. You probably use Bing or Safari. Safari search the best cameras on the market.
But you know that the people who do those reviews are pretty biased.
Yes,
both for Android and both for Apple.
For sure. But if you are wanting to get out of the ecosystem, you'll see that Samsung has some pretty great camera stuff. And there's others that also have great camera stuff, and some of it is cheaper, and some of it is actually better. So that's what I do now is actually camera is important to me too. So I Google that, like what is the top ranked camera? And then I look through those phones, and then you can look through some of their other specs.
I'm pretty proud with myself because I feel like I've broken the cycle. I've kind of no longer feel sucked into every update because the updates have been so minimal in many cases. So my phone is 2 years old. I feel no impulse whatsoever to buy this phone.
Listen to this.
And I'll probably go on.
Danny T says he loves Android because people can't FaceTime him.
Nobody FaceTimes me.
I'll start FaceTiming you and then soon you'll want it.
Oh, you can't. You can from your computer, right? Well, I won't accept it. That's the best thing. And I tell people all the time that just because someone calls or texts or emails or FaceTimes you does not mean you need to respond. Mm-hmm. Just by having it in your pocket does not mean that you are available. So that just remember that.
So,
well, what do we do? How do we wrap this up? Tyson, do you know how he closes it?
Yeah, let's close it out.
He probably won't even use it, but go.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This was a very informative and educational, as always, News AF. So, Rob, what else do you got going on this week?
Well, we got a lot of Big Brother coming up. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with live recaps of Big Brother on Wednesday night and Thursday night. And The Amazing Race is back this week. Danny, I feel like that if there was going to be any of the CBS Holy Trinity that ever caught your attention, I feel like that The Amazing Race would be the show that might capture your interest.
I applied for Amazing Race.
With who? With Liz?
No, with a friend, a mutual friend of me and Tyson, a long time ago. Made a video. I even said I'd kick an old lady down a flight of stairs to get on the show. So it doesn't reflect
like
great on my... No. I mean, can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I made an audition tape and I sent it somewhere and somebody watched it and thought, this guy's not going to work.
Yeah. So Amazing Race will be back this Wednesday night. Boom.
How are they going to do it?
It's already recorded. They filmed it in 2018.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They've been sitting on it.
It's like a time capsule.
Yeah. Everybody's probably going to be in
time capsule.
bell bottoms or whatever the fuck they wore back then, you know,
flared jeans. Yeah.
And nobody's even going to like say anything about the pandemic or Corona or anything. So you're going to be like, wow, they ignored it so good. It's going to be crazy.
Well, it is going to be funny because I feel like that a lot of the viewers, like there used to be a show called Whodunit that was on ABC where it was like sort of like a campy, like murder mystery type show where every week the person who got voted off would get murdered on the show. And there were a lot of the viewers that were like, oh my God, I can't believe they just killed somebody on television. And there is going to be probably like 20% of the audience that it's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that they're doing this right now. That
nobody's wearing masks.
Nobody's wearing masks. This show is so unsafe.
Yeah.
Cancel The Amazing Race.
For good, and everybody associated with it, even podcasters.
Or they'll be like, see, you can travel around the world right now. This proves
that's
it.
True.
Coronavirus is not real. Look at that. Nobody's getting sick on The Amazing Race. Explain that.
Man.
My gosh, we have stumbled. We have left News AF and stumbled into
RHAP proper.
RHAP proper, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot of exciting stuff, Rob. Danny, what do you have coming up this week? Any adventures to go on?
Oh, I just went on an adventure.
When can that YouTube video be seen?
Let's see, a month from now, because I put out a video every 2 weeks on Mediocre Amateur. Next up is, climbing Mount Moran. And then after that is the Teton Crest Trail.
Mm-hmm.
I just barely posted an episode where I puke a lot. So if you're into watching people vomit,
I saw that an episode Instagram. For
you. Yeah, and, I really throw up a lot.
Yeah, and what extras can we expect to get by joining your Patreon page?
Well, let me tell you about that. What you'll get is me not doing much, but feeling guilty about it all the time.
Oh, so you'll get to, so you will feel guilty by not providing me with enough service for me subscribing to you.
Yes, exactly. So you'll subscribe and by doing so, make me feel guilty that I'm not doing more. For my Patreon people. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm going to do a Q&A or something like that. I've been putting it off for like a month now, but tonight's the night. I'm going to go up and put up a link or something.
Cool. I myself have Rob versus Tyson tomorrow night, where we will be watching episode 2 of Token Sheens on twitch.tv/Rob versus Tyson, and then Survivor Trivia, where we always give out either something signed, some sweet Nature with Tyson gear, something, all for free.
Yeah.
And then later in the week, something that cannot be announced yet. That is exciting. Friday.
Oh, dude, why would you do that?
Tune in Friday. Follow my socials Friday morning.
You're going to mukbang a bunch of pepperami meat sticks?
and noodles.
Yes, and nudes.
Yep.
I am in. Dude, send me a text 30 minutes before this mukbang.
Yeah. Tyson, I have to say that I was very impressed with your whole operation over on Rob versus Tyson.
Like did
a
you like
team
it?
Of thousands you got over there.
Yeah, you have to have enough to make it look real pro, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
this is
I
do a great over here.
No, you're great, but there are a lot of amateur hour productions going on, but you have your stuff dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're doing a great job.
We're hanging in there.
So, we will do some more gaming in the future there, too. Get you on for some more, what's that game called?
Among Us.
Yeah. Danny, you sure you don't want to join us for a couple hours of Among Us one night?
I don't play games.
Okay, you're uninvited. And with that, newsaf.news, everybody. Rob, what else do we have? That's all?
That's it. We did it, guys.
Oh, yeah, you say that this time.
Again?
He just did.
Why don't we all take a turn saying it? You go first, Rob. Do it in your Tyson impression.
We did it, guys.
We did it, guys.
We did it, guys.